Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Whatever you're dealing with, realize that the body can get sick. You can also get well. So much that we deal with has to do with our lifestyle choices. On this show, that's what it's all about. It's about creating change within your lifestyle. That plans everything. Now, FDA now, the errors plan to strengthen rules for the imported foods. A lot of issues going on with the imported foods coming into this country, outgoing. And the FDA now has kind of spoken out, and they're saying that their first public meeting recently on the imported food safety rules is beginning. In Washington, D.C., it just reported that 15% of the U.S. total food supply is imported from other countries, including 50% of fresh fruit, 20% of fresh vegetables, according to the FDA. Now, recent foodborne illness outbreaks have increased public concern over the safety. An example, at least 153 Americans have contracted hepatitis A during the summer from frozen pomegranate seeds imported from Turkey. And around the same time, lettuce imported from Mexico caused at least 642 people to fall ill with a parasitic infection. So it caused diarrhea and other gastrointestinal symptoms. So recently, public meetings now will focus on proposed new rulings as a foreign supplier verification programs that they have. And these will all be beneficial and help in cutting down on some of the risk and increasing food safety. But they said recently, with all the different sightings of people not being well, and of course, so a lot of the foodborne illness, they're being cautious with this, to say the least. So it's good. I mean, it's something that tightening up on that is not a bad deal. And it's important as we get into this, and the more we get into it, realizing that the FDA, again, with the protective measures to keep food safe for the public, always a big deal. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to the phones and talk with Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
I just wondered, I'm talking about deep sleep being very good, and I'm also a big believer in sleep, but I'm not sure how I would know that I'm getting deep sleep. Because for the last 10 years, which is different from the first 30 of my life, I have not slept well, meaning that I have a hard time falling asleep. So now I'm at a point where I take 2 milligrams of melatonin in addition to 2 Advil PM. And sometimes I'm just, when I wake up, I'm just not sure that I'm getting a good night's sleep.
Okay. Well, a couple of items on that. I mean, first and foremost, with melatonin, you've got to look at the brain chemical that the melatonin actually affects. And melatonin works with the serotonin receptors in the brain. And that's what can really make a big difference in the overall scheme of things. So you want to make sure, like with melatonin, that you do it on a periodic basis. You don't do it all the time. The body can't get used to it. So you want to encourage the body to produce its own melatonin from the pineal gland. And the way to do that is to as night falls, and of course it becomes dark, you want to really darken the rooms, dim the lights at night, cut down on any of the fluorescent lights, and make sure you just use the lamp lighting, and then pulling the drapes and not letting any outside lights in, cutting the TVs down at a certain period of time at night, do more reading instead of watching TV and the internet and the computer, and that'll get the melatonin to start firing out of the pineal gland and allow you to get into more of a restful state. So that's a big piece as far as sleep goes. Now, you can look at Tylenol PM and some of these other over-the-counters that can help you drift into a deeper sleep. And the medications do work. However, you don't want to be dependent on it. I mean, the ultimate goal is to get your body doing what it was designed to do and allow itself to go to sleep. And there's several factors. It's making sure that you have the right kind of nutrition going. So, again, if you deal with anxiety or you deal with depression, it's going to affect brain chemistry in a certain way. And certain foods can affect it, too. A lot of the grains, the breads, the pastas, the cereals, the crackers, the gluten that's in them can impact the overall brain chemistry. And that's where you want to be a little bit cautious to make sure that you're not getting those foods in if you're looking at or having a difficult time in your sleep patterns. So getting that good, deep state of sleep, you'll know it. I'll tell you one big secret that is a big factor that you've gone through all stages, or at least close to all stages of sleep, is when you dream and you can remember your dreams. That is when you know you've really, really slept well. I mean, obviously a good indicator is feeling good the next day. But when you go through the sleep cycles and you remember your dreams and you can remember that on a regular basis, that is a good little indicator. One great way and a little trick for sleep that will help you get into that deeper stage is actually by eating eggs before you go to bed. And eating a couple of whole eggs with the egg yolk and all will actually increase acetylcholine in the brain, which will help trigger you and get you into that delta stage of sleep, which is where you start dreaming and remembering those dreams. So that will actually take place just and can be helped, rather, by the foods that you eat. So, I mean, there's a lot of great ways to do that. And I'll tell you, sleep issues affect so many people, and they become a challenge for so many, and people really struggle with that. But at the end of the day, you can create certain lifestyle patterns in your own daily routine, and you can also eat certain foods that will support healthy brain chemistry along the way. That's what you want to shoot for. That's what you want to make a difference for, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? You can give me a call right now, or you can go online and go to healthcoachradio.com, go to teamlifestyle.com. Either one. Support your health and your life. Great information there, too. And go to My Lifestyle Providers. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, going to Janet now. Hi, Janet.
My health challenge is rosacea, which is very ugly on my face, my nose, my cheeks, and it's causing me a lot of depression because it looks very bad. I can't seem to find a source for rosacea. Nobody seems to know what causes it or what to do about it.
The acne rosacea, which is where you get that little butterfly-type rash, you know, a lot of times can be connected with lupus, and, you know, they don't really call it that, but it can be autoimmune in nature. So when you look at that, you have to say, okay, if it's an autoimmune condition, that means the immune system's overactive. What do I do? Well, you can't really turn the switch off with autoimmune if that's the component, but you can put a dimmer switch on it. So your lifestyle choices are going to matter. Your eating patterns are going to matter. Because the acne, any kind of acne, remember, it has to do with the gut. You clear the gut, you clear the skin. That is a good rule of thumb. So probiotics are great. Fermented vegetables, raw dairy, all can be very beneficial for putting the right kind of bacteria in. And don't forget, your probiotics, which you get at a health food store, are very helpful too. But talk to your dermatologist about it or a nutritionist or dietitian. They can kind of guide you in that direction. It makes a big difference, though. What happens in the gut happens to the skin. And then you've got the component of the immune system that has to be addressed. We'll be right back. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self, find the path that will cleanse your body and mind, and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. The challenges that we face today really come down to our lifestyle choices that we can change, and we have the power to do that. No one else does but you, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. Only you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. Can. And when it comes down to weight loss, which I want to talk about for just a moment, it comes down to it. It comes down to behavior. You know, 20% of what we deal with is behavior when it comes to health. I mean, is really the actual know-how or the how-to. And the other is behavior. So behavior, 80% of that is the tough part. I mean, that's why we watch all the different shows and people are fascinated by the weight loss shows and that sort of thing, because it's about watching someone, the process they go through to drop the weight. And that's what you really want to focus on, is it's the overall process, the behavioral challenges that someone goes through when they're doing that. So the eating process and all that, that's the easy part. But it's the getting up early in the morning. It's making sure that they're eating the right kind of foods. It's overcoming the food addictions and that sort of thing. So you really want to focus on that. Weight loss, that's the key. So I'm going to start out with some basics that are important for losing the weight. And it depends on whether it's 100 pounds or 20 pounds. Really, the process is still the same. So your eating habits are going to be a priority. And what you eat on a regular basis, usually 5 to 6 meals a day, small meals, will help rev the metabolism. That's the key with number one. Some people will say, and there's different, you know, I guess systems out there that will say the food doesn't matter. It's about just the amount of calories. Well, the quality of food really does matter. The quality of food is actually a vital piece of this. And eating a normal diet that has whole foods in it, and you're getting plenty of lean quality proteins and low glycemic carbohydrates, that's a big key. But your healthy fats are going to be a big one too. And people think, well, if I'm trying to lose weight, how can I eat fats in my diet? Well, the key is that you want to make sure that you're eating the right kind of fats. And that's the key. All right. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all of these are really important. And so that's where you really want to begin. So the reality is, when you've got your healthy fats, you've got your lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and you've got your lower glycemic carbohydrates. That's where you begin on weight loss. Eating is the key. Then you've got exercise. Well, I'm a big fan of exercising first thing in the morning. Why? Because it revs the metabolism for the rest of the day, and you get a good lean pattern going. So with your pattern, you want to make sure that you've got a good system. And so exercise, I like 20 to 30 minutes a day in the morning. That's a big key. And you do that before you eat. Now, if you're dealing with diabetes or blood sugar related issue, then you've got to have doctor approval to do that. You might have to do something like a little bit of a protein shake or something when you first wake up to balance out your blood sugar. But when growth hormone levels are low or high when you wake up in the morning because you've been in a fasting state, that's a great time to exercise and do some cardiovascular training that will help burn the excess body fat. So that's a big key. Now, the other one is getting blood work done to figure out exactly what's going on. All right. Blood work is a key. And I think that any good routine, you're going to get with your physician and know what your nutritional deficiencies are and all your baselines, like your triglycerides and your cholesterol and your glucose and your thyroid function. See, all those are big factors when you're coming up with a good plan. So putting that together, drinking plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 300 pounds, shoot for about 150 ounces a day. All of that plays a role. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I'm a female, age 52. Get anywhere from 40 minutes to 60 to 70 minutes of a moderate exercise every day, you know, jogging some, walking some, and it's just wondering about joint pain. You know, once I'm up and moving, I'm great, but I feel like after I've sat for a while and get up, I look like my grandmother or something as I'm creaking out, or once I sit in the car, and then it's so painful getting moving. Again, once I'm moving, I'm in good shape. Didn't know if that's just part of it, or if there was any type of nutritional something I could do that might help with that situation. I see all these joint medications or
or supplements, and there's such a plethora of them, you're just not sure where to go.
Well, it depends, and it just depends on what's actually causing the muscle pain or the joint pains, because if it is joint, then that you're going to go one direction with that. But if it's just muscle, and if it's more like a fibromyalgia-type pain, then that's a different animal as well. And it could be something as simple as too much inflammation in the body, but it could also be serotonin levels, which is a brain chemical. And if serotonin levels are low, then that's where a lot of the fibromyalgia-type symptoms come from, and that's what the kind of pain that you're describing really lends itself in that fibro category. And that's, you know, there's different camps and there's different schools of thought, but some docs really buy into the fibromyalgia piece and some don't. But I can tell you serotonin plays a really big role in it. And when you're looking at muscle aches and pains, you always want to go after the serotonin receptors if the person has not done any kind of antidepressants or SSRI type medication. So if you haven't, you can talk to your doctor about the medications. That's a quick way to do it. Or you can look at a lot of nutritional options too, because with nutrition, you can actually support healthy serotonin levels. You can look at 5-hydroxytryptophan. That, for example, is a great one. And you've got melatonin, which is what that actually turns into in the brain, and can create a host of building up of the serotonin levels there. Protein sources can build it up as well. You've got meat, fish, turkey, chicken. Those are all great. Fish is really good too, specifically salmon. And then also in your vitamins and supplements, pyridoxal 5-phosphate has really good research on it as far as building overall brain chemistry. And usually the P5P, as they call it, typically won't interfere with the medications. But again, all that you want to run by your doctor if you're going to go into that. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Check out the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope for better health.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Triple 8 2 8 3 7 2 7 2. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, whatever it is, realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. So the choices you make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. And literally, you can transform your health with what you do every single day. Powerful, powerful stuff. Love it. Now, if you want to talk about your health or your life, call and also go to the website. You want to send an email, we can make it part of the show. No big deal. Just go to teamlifestyle.com. We can add that in as part of the show. And, of course, answer privately if you need to. We can have team members take care of that along the way. So, again, whatever you need, that's what we're here for. So, staying in bed, three other things to avoid for a good night's sleep. Let's talk about it. Sleep's such a big issue. I love getting into this because so many people struggle with sleep. And so many people really have a tough time with it. But here's some ways, staying in bed when you can't sleep. Here's what you can do. So, by the way, there's a great section you can read, Quiet Your Mind and Get to Sleep. That's a good resource for you. You want to check that out. Number one, stay in bed when you can't sleep, despite sometimes conflicting advice. They say, experts say, it's important to leave the bed when you find yourself awake. Leave the bed within 15 to 20 minutes of waking up or when you realize that you won't be able to fall back asleep. So if you're upset about anything, leave the room. That action lends sends the message to your brain that there's a separation between a place of rest and a place of action and a place of thinking. So that'll be a good place to begin. Watch the clock, too. For some people, watching the clock feels like counting sheep or praying a rosary or whatever. The activity can be very arousing, keeping you awake instead of being asleep. So making it much more difficult to nod off again. So be cautious with that. We're programmed and live by the clock. So when you're constantly staring at the clock, it can become quite a challenge. Now, doing certain activities in bed is something you want to be cautious with. Falling asleep with a laptop in your hand or your cell phone not only will keep you awake, but it can give you bad nightmares, potentially. The electromagnetic radiation that's emitted from some of the devices you've got to be careful with as well. So watch that. Put the phone far away or put the computer out of the bedroom or somewhere in the other room, and definitely turn the TV off. So if you're breathing, they say, and eating, most likely you have a hard time in your life, and you get tired, basically, if you're alive and living, it's a natural pattern to get into your sleep. And so if you don't, so much will happen. And so here's some typical patterns that they suggest when you're looking at getting into good sleep patterns. Go to bed at a normal bedtime, no earlier. You don't have fluctuating bedtimes. You want to keep those in a regular pattern. You don't want to linger in bed either when you get up in the morning. So if the alarm goes off, get up. One of the big things is you can lay in bed, hit the snooze button. Don't do that. Nightmare. If it's time to get up, get your body in a routine. Force yourself to get those feet on the ground. Get up, turn the light on, and get moving. Because the light itself will actually, I know it may hurt the eyes and all that, but it actually will wake up the pineal gland. It'll shut down melatonin, and it'll push your body to go ahead and wake up. And believe it or not, not too long, maybe 10 minutes or so, you'll actually do really well, and your body will start waking up on its own. You'll actually get into a routine and rhythm of that. Just make sure that you don't lay around. So don't stay in bed when you can't sleep either. That's a big one. We just talked about that. Challenge the catastrophic thoughts, the worrisome thoughts that you have, and talk to yourself or get into some light music that you can play while you sleep. Actually, some soothing music can put you into a good state of going to sleep. But the main issue is keeping the lights off. That's one big topic when it comes to healthy sleep patterns. And then you've got the nutritional side, too. So you can look into that as well. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. We're going to go over to the phones, actually, and talk with Roy now. Hi, Roy.
My health challenge is diabetes, Vietnam-related Agent Orange. I'm lots of medications and currently weaning off and looking for some advice on how to proceed with that safely.
Well, with diabetes, one of the big keys you've got to look at is your overall lifestyle habits. And if you don't have good habits, I mean, that's typically how someone gets into diabetes in the first place. Is the wrong kind of lifestyle choices. And it's just eating the wrong kind of foods, high levels of stress, not exercising, not drinking plenty of water. I mean, all these factors start playing in. And it's not a big deal, and it's not a finger-pointing session. It's just figuring out what was the cause and coming up with a good game plan to move forward so that you can stop the progression of it and actually reverse it, because that is possible. The body can get into this situation. The pancreas and the receptors can start breaking down, but you can start building it back up, and that's the goal. And really what you want to look at doing is building up these receptors and putting them back where they need to be. So what are some of the first steps with diabetes? I'll tell you, it's a challenge for a lot of people, but one of the first is exercise, I think. And everybody goes to food first, and I usually do too, but I've just found that exercise plays a big role. A lot of the research says that exercise plays a big role with blood sugar-related issues. And so 20 to 30 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week, consistently doing something you enjoy is going to make a big difference. I mean, getting out and riding your bike or walking or doing some weight training, playing racquetball or tennis, swimming. I mean, something to get your body moving and get it into a position and into a place that it needs to be, that just is going to transform every aspect of it. So that's what I would encourage you to do in that first piece. Now, eating, of course, is going to be a big one. Adding cinnamon to your meals as a typical spice, phenomenal. There's great research on it. And just managing blood sugar levels, it does a great, great job. Now, the other two is eating a protein and a fat with any kind of carbohydrate. So, for example, if you eat a sweet potato, you would want to have a piece of meat or fish, okay, and also a healthy fat. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, whatever, because the fat and the protein help slow the blood sugar release, and it will keep the blood sugar from getting into an area that it doesn't need to go to. So it really begins to balance that, and it can be quite helpful. So those are just a couple of tips. Now, chromium, vanadium, alpha lipoic acid, there's some great supplements out there that can help, but you've got to get your diet and lifestyle down first. And multiple meals throughout the day, 5 to 6 meals a day, of course, is going to be a key, and that's something you want to focus on. Why? Because when it comes to maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, and when it comes to really getting the right nutrition, the proper nutrition, you got to do it in a very systematic manner. And that's what I would encourage you to do. And have someone that can coach you along the way just to make sure that you're getting everything that you need. All right? Thanks so much. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Michelle Obama, First Lady, is hosting a summit on food marketing to kids. First Lady Michelle Obama is hosting this at the White House summit. And, of course, the goal of the meeting coming up is to get involved parties talking about how to promote healthier food choices for our kids. So invitations were sent to representatives from the food and media industries, advocates, parents, researchers, representatives of government agencies, according to the White House. It did not release a list of names and organizations. But the First Lady will open the summit with openly public remarks, and the rest of the meeting will be closed by the media. But research shows that food marketing is a leading cause of obesity among children, according to the Consumer Advocates. And a 2006 Institute of Medicine report said that food and beverage marketing to children represents, at best, a missed opportunity, and at worst, a direct threat to the health of the next generation. So, again, it's one of those challenges that you have to look at that we can all come together. And I'm glad First Lady's jumping on board with this. I really am, because our kids need to be marketed to, and the companies are going to market. I mean, obviously, there's too much profit and too much money in the food business, but our kids don't need to be the brunt end of that. And I'm frustrated with all the marketing that goes into the foods that are horrible for our kids, because that's what they really want to buy into. So, again, with First Lady jumping on board, I'm sure this will be a great effort and something that we can all kind of wrap our minds around and jump around, because, again, it's going to be a big piece for everyone. Health reform is a big issue, too. Exchanges, now they're saying, will be a cornerstone for coverage in the choices. A new way of shopping for health insurance coming to your state, they say, beginning October 1st, consumers can use a new health insurance exchange in their state to apply for health coverage depending on when you enroll. The exchanges are the centerpiece of the Affordable Care Act, which the Obama administration landmark health reform law, and are primarily intended to help uninsured Americans and small businesses find affordable health insurance. Each state exchange will act like a shopping mall for the health insurance, and the uninsured workers can go to the exchange to buy a health plan. So individuals and family members can find out if they're eligible for Medicaid or Medicare. And so, again, there's also the Children's Health Insurance Program that they can look for. But each state will also have to shop for these. And small businesses can decide to offer a group plan or not. It's up to them. So what's a health insurance exchange? It's an insurance exchange in the electronic marketplace where people can buy health insurance or enroll in public health coverage. Each state and the District of Columbia will all have one. So it is coming, folks, right around the corner. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Also, some tips for depression, anxiety, and also exercise when you don't feel like it, and how to drop those last 10 pounds when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Now, whatever you deal with, I'll tell you, I talk a lot about on the show with just getting in shape, fitness, and nutrition. A lot of people struggle with tough health challenges like blood pressure-related issues, cholesterol. And when it comes down to brain chemistry, I see a lot of folks that deal with depression and anxiety. And it comes down to the choices you make with your food choices every day. I'll tell you this, nutrition builds up over time. We can have what's called nutritional deficiencies, and they build. And the nutritional deficiencies typically build on a regular basis, and that's what causes a lot of these challenges that we seem to see. So, again, building that makes the difference. And with any kind of nutritional protocol that you follow or a lifestyle set of habits that you create, it's just about being balanced, and it's about keeping them as basic as possible to take you to the next level. That's what you want to do. You want to focus on making the right kind of lifestyle choices on a regular basis. And if you do that, that's where the key will happen. Now, with weight loss, with brain chemistry, they're all the same. Build your foundation, healthy fats, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates. That can make some of the biggest difference when you're starting to build from there. So as you build from there, that's what will make a huge difference. So that's what I want to start with. So let's just start with that depression and anxiety for just a minute. The core of that is good lean quality proteins. If you have a high carbohydrate rich diet and you're eating a lot of carbohydrates and that sort of thing and not many proteins in your overall diet, then it causes the blood sugar release to go up and down. That can cause fluctuations in serotonin levels, which that can affect depression. Also, GABA levels are affected in this. So GABA is one of the big key neurotransmitters as far as anxiety goes. So if you deal with a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, then your GABA levels are at a certain position, in a certain place, where it's a little bit challenging. So getting your GABA levels at a normal pace comes with avoiding a lot of the starchy carbohydrates, breads and pastas, cereals, crackers, even oatmeal can drive those levels in a negative way. So you want to make sure to get good lean quality proteins and healthy fats that can support good GABA levels, believe it or not, and keep the worry and the anxiety down. So little keys that we can do every single day can make a big difference in overall brain chemistry. 888-283-7272. We're going to go to Clint now on the phones. Hi, Clint.
Tim, I have a problem with absorbing testosterone. Been on it for about 2 years now. Bioidentical hormone, 100 milligrams a day. And last time I got it checked, my testosterone level was back down to around 220. And they said that my body quit absorbing it. And I was wondering if you had any ideas about why that may be occurring.
Well, it just depends. I mean, with testosterone levels, one of the keys you've got to look at are stress levels. And the stress levels in an individual and age, I mean, it could be, you know, once you start getting in your 60s and 70s, you've really got to look at testosterone levels. But your brain chemistry, such as dopamine, that plays a big role in testosterone levels. So here's some, I guess, a checklist, if you will, for overall testosterone to see where those levels are. Because you want to do it as natural as you can first, right? You want to do it as proactive as you can, not just be reactive and say, well, what's the root cause? Why is the system breaking down in the first place, and what do I need to do to build it back up? So you want to make sure that you're getting the right kind of components in there all the way around. All right, so first and foremost with testosterone, you got your blood test done with your physician. Okay, that's a big key. But then you got to look at, and I'll take this over diet any day, resistance training. Now, it can be body weight training with is like a P90X style. If you've ever seen the workouts on TV, that's kind of a full body, using body weight like push-ups, squats, getting your body moving as best you can. That is a great system of getting the body in shape, and it also will stimulate a lot of the hormone production. So that's first and foremost, that's a real good piece. Now, the other one that's really good, that, along with weight training and that sort of thing, after you got your exercise routine down, it is your fat levels in your diet. So at least 20% of your overall fat intake needs to be from healthy fats. Your monounsaturated fats, your omega-3 fatty acids, but getting plenty of that. And I would say, if you weigh 200 pounds, you're looking at getting in about 75 to 80 grams of fat a day. And people think, well, that's a lot of fat, but it's a good kind of fat. And your hormones in your body are, they are made from these fats. And if you go low fat on the diet, you don't get enough of these fats in, your body can't make the hormones necessary to support healthy testosterone, and you're going to plummet, and you're not going to be able to create good lean quality muscle, and you're not going to be able to have the hormones that you need to have. All right, so that's the second one. Now, proper rest and stress management is the other. So if you're stressed out working two jobs, and you're working 80 hours a week, and you're hardly getting any sleep, and you've got bad relationships, you've got a stressful environment at home, it's going to be tough to manage healthy testosterone levels. I'm just saying. It just is. Because getting all of that in balance, first and foremost, is you have to have that in balance for the body to truly get where it needs to be. And testosterone is no joke. I mean, it will drop in a heartbeat. And that's why you're seeing guys now in their 30s having low testosterone numbers. I mean, there's guys, like record numbers, guys in their 30s that are starting hormone replacement therapy. I mean, you shouldn't even begin to think about that till your 60s. But because of life and because of lifestyle and how things are going, nutrition, poor nutritional habits, high stress levels, we're seeing guys that really struggle with keeping their testosterone levels up, and it comes down to overall patterns and overall habits. But there's a lot of ways to get that up. Maca root, tribulus, ashwagandha, those are supplements that can help, but your routine and your daily routine have to be in place. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm America's Lifestyle Coach. Remember, go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.